Hello, this is Commissioner Susan Krebs, and it's my first podcast in my new role as Carroll County Commissioner for District 5, which includes the southeast area of Carroll County, including Eldersburg, Sykesville, and Marysville, also referred to for planning purposes as the Freedom District. I'm no stranger to most of you in Carroll County, and I'm very familiar with the issues and challenges facing Carroll County as a whole, and issues that are unique to the unincorporated southeast growth area of the county, which again we call the Freedom District. After serving for 4 years on the Carroll County Board of Education, and then 20 years in the Maryland House of Delegates, at some point representing every corner of Carroll County, it was a humbling experience to have been elected 6 times by the voters of Carroll County. It was an honor and a privilege to represent such a wonderful group of citizens in Annapolis, and now an opportunity back home in Carroll County at the county level. Mark and I have been proud to call Carroll County our home for over 40 years. We live in Eldersburg, where we raised our 3 children. Our kids all attended Carroll County public schools, graduated from college, married, and are productive citizens. And they have blessed us with 7 beautiful grandchildren, aged 3 to 10, with another one expected in February. And we also have 2 granddogs. I retired from state elected office 2.5 years ago, and was happily enjoying my new, stress-free life playing pickleball at the South Carroll Senior Center. I was eagerly awaiting Mark's retirement this past June, and we had big travel plans. In addition to spending more time at the beach and having more availability to babysit our grandkids. But sometimes plans change. In July, Commissioner Ed Rothstein, who represented District 5 as commissioner, was nominated by Governor Moore to be the Acting Secretary of Veterans Affairs and Military Families for the state of Maryland. This left a vacancy in District 5 to fill the remainder of his term, which ends in December of 2026. After much encouragement and consideration, I decided to apply for the open seat. And I thank you to the Carroll County Republican Central Committee for nominating me to fill the vacancy. Governor Moore officially appointed me to the open District 5 seat, and I was sworn into office on September 11th. Prior to my first meeting, county representatives gathered at the Carroll County Public Safety Training Center to participate in a solemn ceremony to commemorate the 24th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 attacks. This outdoor ceremony was held in front of the 911 Memorial at the center, which displays a steel beam recovered from Ground Zero at the World Trade Center. This annual event serves as a time of reflection, unity, and remembrance for the sacrifices made by first responders, civilians, and military personnel on that tragic day, and in the years that followed. After the ceremony, we continued to the Carroll County office building where I was sworn in as Carroll County Commissioner District for District 5 by the Clerk of the Court, Heather DeWeese. There was no time allowed for fanfare, but it was special to have my 91-year-old mother, a few friends, and many others there in spirit. But most importantly, my very patient and dependable husband, Mark, was there, and he was the one who encouraged me and fully supported my decision to come out of retirement and re-enter the world of public service. During the next 2 months, I had a very extensive orientation process that involved meeting with every department head to get an understanding of their roles and responsibilities in county government, including budget management, planning and development review, public works, the comptroller's office, citizen services, public relations and communications, rec and parks, information technology, economic development, human resources, county attorney's office, and the most recent addition, a department to Carroll County, is our new fire and EMS, fire and emergency medical services department. I toured our emergency management headquarters in New Windsor, and I participated in the Carroll County Rec and Parks Advisory Board meeting at Piney Run Park. It takes a lot to make our government run here in Carroll County. It does very well. We also have a number of volunteer boards and commissions in Carroll County. They play a very important role in advising the county commissioners on policy and community needs. We rely heavily on our citizens' input, and everyone is encouraged to participate in one of our appointed boards or commissions or to weigh in as a citizen if you feel compelled. We don't know what the issues are unless people speak up. It's very important to engage our Carroll County citizens, and the commissioners have made it a priority this fall to increase public participation on boards and commissions and to better communicate with our citizens by ensuring that timely information is made available to those who are interested in a particular subject. The Carroll County government website is full of valuable information regarding the county directory, some quick links, commissioners' hearing schedules and meeting minutes, And if you want to know about volunteer boards and commissions and the county budget process, that can be followed as well. Specific issues of interest, like the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, known as the MPRP, or we call it the Unwanted Transmission Line through Carroll County. Or if you want to know about the Carroll County Master Plan and projects that are working their way through the process, all that is available on the website. There's also another way that Carroll County citizens can get engaged, and it is to go to your website and sign up to get information that is of interest to you that will come directly to your inbox. The Carroll County government website is Carroll County, spelled out, md.gov. And on the front page, you'll see contact information and visitor information, and there's a way to contact all five commissioners by email. You just write commissioners@carrollcountymd.gov, and all five commissioners will get your email, so you don't have to type in each one individually. You can also find information on the website regarding GIS maps, how to pay a bill, how to report a problem. There's career opportunities available on the website, and then you can scroll down and there's some moving banners that you can click on that have news releases. But the most important new available tool that has been improved is our Carroll Connect. Keep that in mind. It's called Carroll Connect in order to engage Carroll County citizens. So you can go right on the front webpage and scroll down to the bottom right corner, and you'll see a big thing down there saying Carroll Connect. Subscribe here. And you can check off whatever boxes you want to, what you're interested in. It might say what district you're interested in. It might say what senior center you're interested in. Planning topics, many, many different topics you can choose from. And then you will get email notifications based on what those preferences are sent directly to your email box. You don't have to go look on the website. It will keep you up to date. So get on Carroll Connect, subscribe here, just put your email address in to whatever you're interested in, and you will get those notifications. There's also a place right underneath of Carroll Connect called the Click Report, and it's to report non-emergencies. Like if you want to report a pothole, damaged street signs, street maintenance, damaged trees, anything that you want to report as a non-emergency, you go on the Click Report. And that is right underneath the Carroll Connect at the bottom of every front page of the county website. Each of our departments are responsible for posting the pertinent information to be sent directly to the inboxes of those who've signed up. We also visited a couple of places at Carroll Community College and McDaniel, and they've got some exciting new programs. And I fully support what they're doing with these programs. They're expanding trades and professional programs that are offered at both schools. Carroll Community College has proposed a new facility called the Trades, Technology, and Training Complex, which will house their growing trades program. Currently, they offer apprenticeships and certificates in high-demand areas like automotive technology, welding, heating, ventilation, air conditioning and refrigeration, plumbing, electrical, and they've got some newer subject matter career paths as hospitality management. They are now offering training in advanced manufacturing and CAD, home inspectors, animal grooming, and veterinary assistants. This is such a phenomenal way to grow our workforce and to give folks skills. It's expected that we will need 500 new skilled electricians soon here in Carroll County. You can go right to community college and get trained how to do that. These programs are all designed to offer practical skills that lead to high-demand jobs. Why is that important? Jobs equal success and prosperous citizens. And Carroll County folks like to work, they want to be prosperous, and this will help an affordable way to get educated and be trained on those particular endeavors. Also, McDaniel College has just launched a BS degree in nursing that complements the AA program that is already offered at Carroll Community College. Both colleges collaborate with Carroll Hospital for hands-on experience. Growing our own nurses in Carroll County to meet the high demand that is facing our community and our nation is a good investment. I've also spent some time getting up to speed on some long-time local issues that have been near and dear to my heart, and some of these issues never seem to go away. One is a long overdue road improvements in the Freedom District. I have been very disappointed in the lack of progress in providing adequate and safe roads as the Freedom District has grown. Local roads that have been on the plans for decades are still awaiting implementation. No money has been allocated by the state for the next 6 years to improve one of our top priorities, which is Route 26 or Liberty Road. In October, I met with our State Highway District 7 engineer in Frederick to discuss ways the county could collaborate to get long-planned major road projects moving forward, like Route 26 and other roads that are of importance to us in Carroll County. We're expecting more growth tremendous amount of new growth in the Freedom District, and there's no measurable investment in our backlog of roads. The only projects the Carroll County taxpayers are funding or seem like in our budget are the ones that are needed to access new development, which in most counties, the developers pay for. I'm finding that in Carroll County, the taxpayers pay for it. I'm not sure why, but this needs to change. The Freedom Area cannot continue to grow without long overdue investment in our roads. During my time in the state legislature, it became apparent that large local road improvement projects would not move forward without consistent county priorities and participation in funding to leverage state dollars. Carroll County needs to start partnering with the state for roads to move some of our transportation projects forward. We also need to make sure we have adequate support for fire and emergency medical services, which are critical to our community. I met with the Sykesville Freedom District Fire Department to ensure that we are adequately supporting our volunteer firefighters. We are transitioning to a new paid Department of Fire and EMS in Carroll County, which began in 2020. Transitioning from a volunteer system that we historically had run out of 14 individual community-supported fire companies. And now we're doing a coordinated countywide department, which has been very successful, but there are still some details to be worked out to be sure that we continue to support our volunteer firefighters who still do the majority of our fire calls. The transition to a paid, they call it DFEMS, Department of Fire and Emergency Management Services, has been a fiscally challenging time with funding increased more than $35 million a year. But I think we're on the road to success and thank everyone who's been involved with that planning and execution. We have a lot to be proud of in Carroll County, but there are a few areas of concern. And one is the unprecedented growth, especially in the Freedom District that's coming. The most jarring issue we're facing is these plans that are moving forward with over 1,300 new homes and dozens of new commercial projects. And many of these approvals have been allowed because of inconsistent zoning definitions that are not aligned with the Freedom and Community Comprehensive Master Plan that our citizens supported and was adopted in 2018. Our citizens did not support high-density housing projects and upzoning of commercial properties. Many zoning definitions, which are called permitted uses in certain areas, were materially changed during the COVID lockdown, with little to no community notification or involvement in this process. These poorly and inconsistently written zoning definitions can change the fabric of our community and devalue existing property owners' homes. This is not prudent or responsible planning. The fiscal impact of these changes on adequate public facilities and to our taxpayers has gone unanswered. I'm committed to ensuring that our future growth fits with existing communities as the master plan provided. I keep saying, what is the point of developing a master plan if it sits on the shelf and it's not followed? Allowing large commercial buildings, such as a tall 90,000 square foot storage facility directly adjacent to existing homes, is not a compatible use. If these definitions do not get changed, who knows what will come next? Our community should have predictability when they invest in their homes. Having a master plan that is reliably followed and implemented is the responsibility of the elected officials in Carroll County. The current Board of Commissioners did not create this problem, but we are obliged to fix it. Thank you for listening to my very first podcast as the Carroll County Commissioner, and as always, please, I'm only a phone call away and my door is always open. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks.